Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Have you heard the buzz? The cicadas are coming, lots of them. And by lots, I mean lots. Gene Kritsky, how many bugs are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about 1.5 million cicadas per acre, which can extrapolate to literally billions, and some have suggested trillions of cicadas so over the eastern United States.
Holy cow. Gene Kritsky is Professor Emeritus of Biology at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati, Ohio. In fact, the Midwest, Gene's part of the world, is going to get the mother load of cicadas any day now when the temperatures are just warm enough that the insects wake up and emerge from the soil like zombies with wings. And Gene, just remind us what's going on here. I remember doing cicada stories 3 summers ago. People were losing their minds.
That's right. And 3 summers ago, we had the emergence of Brood 10, a 17-year cicada. This year, we've got the emergence of Brood 13, a different brood of 17-year cicadas, but they're being joined by Brood 19, a 13-year cicada. So it's going to be a double whammy, if you will, across the eastern United States.
And have we seen any cicadas blossom from the earth yet anywhere?
Yes, they started emerging on the 14th of April in Augusta, Georgia. And since then, they've been coming out regularly. They're now singing in Georgia and in North Carolina. We just started seeing the first cicadas emerging in southern Illinois in the last 3 days. Southern Missouri is really screaming now. Those are all Brood 19, 13-year cicadas. We're about 40 miles away from the southern limit of the 17-year cicada brood. So we're holding our breath to watching to see if this actually takes place.
At its peak, what do you suspect it will be like?
Well, it's going to be, it varies in time. The first night when they come out, it's like the night of the living dead. You'll see all these things crawling out of the ground and up tree trunks and what have you. And then out of these immature things comes this all white ghostly insect and expands its wings. Then what crawls up to the top of the tree. And then you hear nothing. They don't start singing for 5 days until after they've emerged as adults. And then it's those first few that came out the first couple of days, they'll start singing in 5 days and they'll get louder and louder and louder. And after about a week to 10 days, the woods will be screaming with these insects. And then after about a week and a half of that, they'll start quieting down.
Cycle of life. They die, right?
Mm-hmm. They sing, mate, legs, and die.
The reason we're talking with you is because you're trying to track exactly where these bugs are coming up. I understand there's an app for that. It's called Cicada Safari. Tell me how this works.
You download the app, turn on your location services, GPS, go out on your own Cicada Safari. And if you see them, you take a picture and you send that to us. And that gives us a visual voucher, if you will, of that you're actually looking at a true periodical cicada. And it goes once it's approved, it goes onto a live map. So I've been able to follow this emergence from Cincinnati, but it began in Augusta, Georgia, and now just beginning to occur in southern Illinois.
A couple years ago, I see that on one day, you got 30,000 images uploaded to the app. I guess my question is, if you've seen one cicada, you've seen 30,000 of them, haven't you? I mean, what is the information that you're getting from these pictures, and what do you do with it?
Well, we're getting detailed information about of longitude and latitude, exactly where they are. And this is helping us map out the overall distribution. In the past, with deforestation for agriculture and urban development, people have been cutting down woods and forests. And so we're seeing the possibility that these cicadas are coming out in much more patchier areas.
But what's the point, the ecological value of having so many bugs flying around at once? What are cicadas good for?
Well, cicadas do a lot of good for the eastern deciduous forest. When they come out of those holes in the ground, that's like a natural aeration. It helps the soil. When they emerge from the ground and transform into adults and start flying, they're food for all sorts of predators. And so that's an extra food source. And so a lot of these predators will have a more successful brood of offspring that year. When the female lays her eggs in the trees, and she lays her eggs at the terminal branches of trees, sometimes those branches break and they dangle and the leaves turn brown, as we call that flagging. That's like a natural pruning. And so it may look ugly this year, but next year they'll have a bigger flower set. And that'll be a pulse of offspring for next year for those trees. And then lastly, we're not done, Peter. After they're done singing and mating and laying eggs, they die. and their carcasses collect around the trees where they've been doing their activities, and they start to stink. And they really do. It's a scent to memory, but you'll never forget. But as that's the odor of decay, and as they decay, their nutrients go into the soil and create a nutrient cache around the tree. So they do a lot of good for the eastern deciduous forest. And it's not that if the cicadas died out tomorrow, our forest would disappear. These are pulses of more biomass, pulses of nutrients and things that's quite beneficial to our forest.
Well, Gene Kriske, as I tell my kids, we're not going to yuck your yum, okay? Professor Emeritus of Biology at Mount St. Joseph University, tracking the cicadas as they emerge in the United States. Thank you so much, Gene. Appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you.